After repeated victories in the Democratic primary for president, former Vice President Joe Biden is now the clear frontrunner over Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders. Biden is considered the moderate in the race, but as Rich Kramer reports, his policies and those of other national Democrats are to the left of Wisconsin's Democratic leaders.
At a recent meeting of the Dunn County Democratic Party, around 30 people gathered in the Menominee Public Library. They discussed how county party members can become delegates and help select the Democratic presidential nominee this July at the Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee.
You get like 4 hours sleep, you work your ass off. It is a fascinating and powerful experience to do it.
That's Lindsay Ketchell of the town of Otter Creek. She was a delegate in 2016 and a supporter of self-described Democratic Socialist Bernie Sanders. She thinks Sanders appeals to voters who want a bold change.
And what I think Bernie's really trying to do is just talk about real issues that are affecting real people every day. And these issues are mounting.
At the same meeting is Peter Hamm, a Joe Biden supporter. He thinks Sanders' proposals on nationalizing the U.S. healthcare system and free college for all students will push moderate Democrats away.
This is not going to happen. We've got a Senate that, you know, is so retrograde now and so Republican that they'll shoot anything down, even if you could get it through the House.
But Marquette University political science professor Julia Azari says those terms are relative. She says both would have been compared to mainstream Democrats 20 years ago.
You have a pretty strong and organized progressive wing of the National Democratic Party. So, you know, even if there's a more centrist wing, the National Party is still trending left.
By comparison, they're also more competitive than Wisconsin's Democratic standard bearer, Governor Tony Evers. Both Sanders and Biden have called for making some form of government-run health care available to everybody. They also both want some form of free tuition for college students. Contrast that with Evers. At a 2018 primary debate, Evers stood out among seven other candidates when the moderator asked about higher education.
And how many on this panel would support free tuition for in-state students to attend two-year colleges or technical schools? I see every hand except for Mr. Evers.
Part of the reason Evers won't move to the left is that he can't when Republicans run the legislature. He created task forces to study student loan debt and climate change, but neither step carried much weight. Robert Craig, with the progressive advocacy group Citizens Action Wisconsin, says Evers has ignored other campaign pledges made to his base. For example, when it comes to health care, Evers pledged to work toward a state-run health insurance option for all residents. As governor, he hasn't really discussed it. Craig says Wisconsin, with its progressive roots, once set the standard for the Democratic Party.
But it's interesting at this snapshot in time that, very unusual, you can't really find many times in recent Wisconsin history, I mean of the last century, where it looked like the National Democratic Party was well to the left of the state Democratic Party as reflected by the office holders.
Craig says it's a different story this year, regardless of whether it's the moderate or the progressive at the top of the ticket. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.